Welcome to Music Notes. I'm Jess, reporting music trends of throwbacks, modern hits, and media. One of my favorite modern singers I love talking about is Kacey Musgraves. When she announced 2021's star-crossed album, I devoted episode 98 to her discography and songwriting. With upcoming record Deeper Well, she's ready to share a different perspective, personally and musically. In this episode, I'll reanalyze Kacey Musgraves' previous work, read into Deeper Well's two promo singles, and which demographic her new music could target. So, follow your arrows, taking these music notes. Kacey Lee Musgraves was born August 21, 1988, in Golden, Texas. Her paternal grandmother would book her gigs, including an opening act at George W. Bush's 2001 presidential inaugural ball. After performing on her own and USA's Nashville Star in 2007, Kacey obtained two local record deals. A triple threat of singing, writing, and playing guitar, her songs got noticed for its non-filtered lyrics over traditional country-western arrangements. Right away, Kacey Musgraves' first album, Same Trailer, Different Park, won Best Country Album at 2014's Grammys and Album of the Year at the ACMs. Expressing individuality and personalities of everyday people, it was ear-opening hearing hushed topics sung so eloquently. Debut single, Merry-Go-Round, was named the Grammys' Best Country Song as Kacey fictionally wrote secrets hiding behind traditional family values. Follow Your Arrow won Song of the Year at the CMA Awards, stating to be yourself because people will judge you no matter what. Blowin' Smoke remains my favorite, gossiping the backstories of waitresses she portrayed at a diner and procrastinating to walk out when one of them carelessly does. Pageant Material was Kacey's second country album to go number one in 2015, focused more with touring than promoting the tracks. Biscuits is practically sequel to Follow Your Arrow. Dimestruck Cowgirl is a self-nickname remembering her roots while traveling across the country. Fans took a liking to Family is Family's sense of humor. I also recommend This Town for its small community take of Blowin' Smoke and Late to the Party's preference of alone time versus socializing. Combining holiday classics with originals, A Very Kacey Christmas came out 2016 and turned into a 2019 streaming special on Amazon Prime Video. Collaborating with well-known country songwriters, the Quebe Sisters, Leon Bridges, and Willie Nelson make an appearance on the album. I've seen some of the carols pop up on modern holiday playlists. Recommend it if you're a fan of ballads, retro country, and Christmas music. Appropriately titled Golden Hour, Kacey's fourth album, Crossed Over, was declared Album of the Year at the Grammys, CMA Awards, and 2018 year-end lists. Singing about family, growth, and love, each track fitted stylistically from a newly married Kacey Musgraves. Winning more Grammys, Space Cowboy won Best Country Song, Butterflies for Best Country Solo Performance, High Horse and Rainbow played on adult format radio stations. I live by its opening track, Slow Burn. It's one of my favorite albums ever. Complete turnaround, Star Crossed was melodramatic due to Kacey divorcing indie country singer Rustin Kelly. A star-crossed visual film premiered on Paramount Plus's launch, but it blurred lines where to go from there. The title track, Justified, and Camera Roll were chosen for singles, not sounding country or pop. Star-crossed song is theatrical. Justified and Camera Roll were played on alternative radio stations. It was tough to match up against Golden Hour, and I think the visual film complicated how to differentiate from the satires that went with each song. Having said that, I enjoy Starcross singles and have track 5, If This Was a Movie, on repeat. Casey imagined if her divorce were a different ending, like a rom-com couple making up. If this was a movie, I'd be surprised hearing your car coming up the drive, and you run up the stairs, you hold my face, say, "We're being stupid," and we fall back into place. If This Was a Movie was played quietly, very brief, in star-crossed film, I always wondered what would have happened if it was a single. Camera Roll received 2 country Grammy nominations, Justified received a nod for CMT's Female Video of the Year, Star-Crossed under People's Choice Awards album, and MTV's VMA's Best Long Form Video. I felt bad Kacey Musgraves was left empty-handed, luckily continued on other big projects. She covered Can't Help Falling in Love for Elvis's 2022 biopic, Three Little Birds on Bob Marley, One Love's new soundtrack, and indie number one country hit, I Remember Everything, with Zach Bryan. Surpassing last fall, I Remember Everything steady on the Hot 100, rock charts, country, and just won Best Country Duo Group Performance at the Grammys. Influencing fans to explore her solo work, Kacey Musgraves became Spotify's most heard female country artist, calculating at least 20 million streams a month. Bringing us to the present, Deeper Well will come out March 15th. Kacey recently sang its 2 promo singles on Saturday Night Live's March 2nd episode, Deeper Well and Too Good to Be True. Let's dive into both. Same night of the Grammys, February 4th, a 30-second commercial showed Kacey Musgraves exploring natural landscapes, and her social media displayed a backside nude photo of her lying on a grassy field. Waiting for the next clue, Deeper Well's single and music video was released end of the week on February 8th. Philosophical like 2013's Follow Your Arrow and 2018's Slow Burn, Kacey sings the life lesson she's picked up during a hiatus. Taking personal time unrelated to divorce, she quit smoking weed, met a new boyfriend while making Star-Cross, moved to a secluded cottage, and choosing to do things that matter more to her. Deeper Well's opening line, "My Saturn has returned," has underlined the rejuvenation that we're about to experience soon. SZA and Ariana Grande have also said that same phrase in their recent songs. The rest of Deeper Well's first verse referred to a change that Kacey Musgraves felt at 27, learning the hard way that her ex-husband married her for collateral. Moving onward, Deeper Well advises 3 separate choruses of self-care and healthiness of removing toxic people out of your life. So I'm saying goodbye to the people that I feel are real good at wasting my time. No regrets, baby. I just think that maybe you go your way and I'll go mine. It's been a real good time, but you got dark energy, something I can't unsee, and I've got to take care of myself. I found a deeper well. So I'm getting rid of the habits that I feel are real good at wasting my time. No regrets, baby. I just think that maybe it's natural when things lose their shine so other things can glow. I've gotten older now. I know how to take care of myself. I found a deeper well. The things I was taught only took me so far. Had to figure the rest out myself. And then I found a deeper well. Watching the promo commercial and the music video, the film locations were breathtaking. Hannah Lux Davis shot over a rocky seaside, hilly plains, and grassy farmland in Iceland. Absolutely stunning. Deeper Well's video cover shapes Kacey's head peering out of a hill with the rest of her body hidden below like a well. Dedicated to her 3-year courtship with poet Cole Schaefer, also known as January Black, Too Good to Be True was released March 1st as Deeper Well's second single. When I first saw that title, I found it interesting Kacey repeated that same phrase musically. Also with the theme of appreciating nature's beauty, she sung it in the chorus of 2018's Oh What a World and 2020's remix Oh What a World 2.0 Earth Day Edition. Oh what a world! I don't want to leave. All kinds of magic all around us. It's hard to believe. Thank God it's not too good to be true. Oh what a world! And then there is you. Feeling way more romantic and content now, Casey's hoping her second chance to love is meant to last. Please don't make me regret opening up that part of myself that I've been scared to give again. Be good to me, and I'll be good to you. But please don't be too good to be true. I'm a year younger than Casey Musgraves, looking up to her as a peer. She's so insightful, speaking her mind, and I'd like to try seeing her in concert this fall. Almost a decade, I saw her 2015 stop in New Haven, Connecticut, and I'm going to share my ticket stub for you to see on our social media follow-up post. Reading early Deeper Well album reviews, listeners can expect hearing acoustic folk, a new subgenre for Casey Musgraves. She's still riding high on Zach Bryan's I Remember Everything. Will that boost a strong comeback? Folk music tends to get tucked behind rock and indie country because of its obscurity. Depends who'd be interested in Deeper Well outside of the music charts. Browsing the opening acts on Casey Musgraves' tour schedule, Maddie Diaz listed singer-songwriter, Father John Misty and Lord Huron alternative, Nickel Creek's Under Bluegrass. Might be leaning towards a semi-laid-back crowd. I'm curious if radio will add any of Casey's new songs. Courtesy to her country start, iHeartRadio featured Deeper Well's track on their Women of iHeartCountry syndication show. They did the same for Beyoncé's Texas Hold'em, but isn't officially on country radio stations yet. Deeper Well's title track has charted number 26, Hot Country Songs, number 16, Spotify Viral 50 USA, number 10 on iTunes, and number 3, iTunes Country Downloads. Too Good to Be True ranked number 31 on iTunes, number 25 in New Zealand, number 9 iTunes Country Downloads, and is featured on Spotify's Fresh Folk playlist. The performances that Casey Musgraves did on Saturday Night Live may factor digital charting and where else Billboard would want to calculate it coming soon. I will definitely let you know. One final area to feel Casey's peacefulness is her online gift shop. I subscribed to her fan site, which informed restocking Deeper Well's pre-order vinyls, offering scented sleeves of its custom-named candle. The ingredients are coconut, beeswax, mushroom accords, raspberry, eucalyptus, sage, and lavender. A quoted caption reads, "It's airy but grounded, sky and dirt, foreign but home, the divine feminine, the peaceful masculine, an examination of what you make room for, what fills your soul, a hug from someone you've missed. It's the growing roots in your garden, a symbol of your ruthless reaching for something better. Deeper Well is being brave enough to leave the shallow in search of wiser waters." In lieu of a visual film this time, consumers can also buy a Deeper Well zine, an exclusive booklet filled with lyrics, story behind the songs, and photos. That sounds like a perfect purchase for me, and I love how my desktop computer mouse turned into a glowing firefly across the screen when you browse the website. So cool! All this can be found on CaseyMusgraves.com. Great to see her thriving once again, and hope this brought positivity your way too. To review past episodes I've mentioned Casey Musgraves' music, scroll the links and content I've provided in this info. I'd love to know what you think of her, so send an email to musicnoteswithjess@gmail.com or comment on our social media pages, Facebook, X, and Instagram. I'm Jess. Thank you for listening. Talk to you again next week with the latest music trends. And remember, you can request any topics that you'd like to hear be covered too.